This week, Pennsylvania Ballet's production of Le Corsaire hits the stage at the Academy of Music after months of preparation. As part of that process, WRTI's Meredy Duddleston meets a pianist who wants to sound like an orchestra.
When a ballet takes shape, music precedes choreography. And as dancers rehearse their steps, a piano comes before a full orchestra. Pennsylvania Ballet pianist Martha Kahneman plays music for a pas de deux from the ballet Le Corsaire, keeping this pirate story in mind.
I'm reading a reduction of the orchestration written on two staff, sometimes more, but not often, that combines all the parts into something that can be handled with two hands.
Talent notwithstanding, what's the key to doing this well?
I have to be able to dance it in my mind. I'm not a dancer in any way, but I have to feel like this is how I imagine it to be ideally danced.
As opening night arrives, the full orchestra arrives as well for a single dress rehearsal. Before then, it's the pianist who careens from tempo to tempo, step to step. Artistic director Angel Correa says it's not easy.
Martha is putting together the whole orchestra. So the dancers, they understand when we go to the theater that the music is going to sound like this.
You have to provide support for the movement so that the dancers feel that they are never sitting on the floor. They're never floor bound. There's never a down force of energy.
Instead, when the combustion of orchestra and dance produces its powerful effect for the very first time, nothing is lost in translation.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.